The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
We're looking at a little bit of the insanity coming out of Brandeis University.
You can't use that word.
What? University?
All of it. Insanity.
Oh, insanity. Well, probably not. Probably not. And this is an elite school, and sadly, this is no longer unusual on American university campuses. This is becoming more and more the norm. All right. These are the words, phrases that are now forbidden on the campus of Brandeis University's for students or faculty. Let's see, where were we? Oppressive language. You can't say African-American unless, of course, the person or the people identify as such. And, of course, you don't know. You need to call them black, but it has to be black with a capital B. And I'm not sure. Okay. And then you cannot say crazy, insane, or wild, even in jest. Wow, that was wild, man. No, can't say that. You know, you go to Cedar Point. Wow, that was an insane ride. That was crazy. Nope. You have to say, that's bananas. Yeah, that's bananas. You cannot say lame. No, can't say that. Instead of saying lame, you have to say uncool or disappointing. Now, here's the one I don't get. Somebody's going to have to explain to me. Walk in. You cannot say walk in. Are you a walk-in patient? Is that a walk-in order? You can't say that. You can't say walk in because that's ableist language.
I was going to say it offends people in wheelchairs, yeah, and crutches. And
you have to say drop in. Not walk in. You have to say drop in. Well, doesn't that offend people like me that are clumsy and drop people? And drop things all the time?
Or fall yourself.
Or fall yourself, yeah. And the reason ableist language can contribute to stigmas about and trivializes the experience of people living with mental health conditions. Saying that a ride is wild or... Okay. Now, here's the next one. This is under identity-based language.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. You cannot say people of color. You can't say that. You can't say people of color. I hear that all the time.
They say that.
Of course.
It says that.
You can't say people of color. You have to say BIPOC. B-I-P-O-C. You have to say BIPOC, which means black, indigenous, and... I didn't see this before. I didn't see this before.
He's melting down, people. He's melting down.
Oh, my goodness.
I never thought I'd see this.
Listen to this. You cannot say people of color. You have to use BIPOC, B-I-P-O-C, which stands for... You ready for this? Black, indigenous, and people of color. You can't say you can't say people of color. You have to say BIPOC, but in the BIPOC, the POC, the POC stands for the words you can't say. People of color. Ah! Oh my goodness.
I'm glad you're in that padded room in there.
you cannot say people of color. That's the oppressive language. And right across are the possible alternatives. BIPOC, And then there it is in parentheses, black, indigenous, and people of color.
Shouldn't that technically be BIPOC? BIPOC?
Oh, my goodness.
Letter A.
Then oppressive language. You can't say tranny, transsexual, hermaphrodite. Instead, you say LGBTQ plus or trans and gender non-conforming folk. You can also use the term queer. However, it says in parentheses, the preferred alternative is queer. And then I quote, however, consider your audience. Not everyone receives this word positively. So you can use the word queer unless the people that you're talking to find that offensive. How do you know that they find that offensive? You don't know until you say it and they get ticked off at you. Because many of these terms have historically and continue to be used in a hateful way, blah, 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 blah. I'm not done. Got to hurry.
What are the ramifications for all this if you get caught saying these things?
I don't know. You cannot say transgendered, past tense. You have to say transgender. Seriously. Transgendered is forbidden. The alternative is transgender. The explanation, transgender should not be past tense. Drop the ED. Okay. It goes on. You can no longer say, hey, long time no see. Can't say that. Why? Long time no see? Yeah. Instead, you have to say, I haven't seen you in so long. Long time no see is a fit. Yep. I'm reading it. And you can't say, no can do. Can't say that. No can do. Instead, you have to say, sorry, I can't. Why? Explanation. These terms, as well as other expressions using broken English, originate from stereotypes making fun of non-native English speakers, particularly applied to indigenous people and Asians. Long time no see? Is making fun of indigenous people and Asians. So you have to say, I haven't seen you in so long. Okay, you can't say soul down the river. You have to use the word betrayed because that talks about enslavement. You can't say Indian giver. You have to say take something back, rescind a gift. And then I got to hurry. Now we move on to language that doesn't say what we mean. I'm still reading from the Brandeis website from the Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center. The oppressive language, everything going on right now. You can't say everything going on right now. What is the alternative? Listen to this. This is no longer funny. You can't say everything going on right now. The alternative is police brutality. That's not funny. You can't say everything going on right now. The alternative is police brutality or protests or Black Lives Matter. The explanation, quote, being vague about important issues risk miscommunication and also can avoid accountability. You cannot say committed suicide, failed or successful suicide, or contemplated suicide. You can't say those things. Instead, you have to say died by suicide, suicided, I've never heard of that, suicided, or killed themselves. Explanation, these verbs frame suicide as a crime or an achievement, implying judgment about suicidality. You can't say abusive relationships. You can't say that. You have to say relationship with an abuser. Why? Because I'm quoting, relationships don't perpetrate abuse. Abusers do. Okay? I'm going to hurry. You can no longer say victim. You can't say victim. You have to say person who has experienced dot, 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 dot. You can't say victim. You cannot say survivor. That's now forbidden. You have to say person who has been impacted by. You can't say victim. You have to say person who has experienced. You can't say survivor. Why? These labels can make a person feel reduced to an experience. Person first language is great here unless the person identifies with either word. If they do, honor them by using that word. So you can't call them a victim unless they identify as a victim. How do you know? I mean, serious, I am... You can't call them a victim unless, quote, if they, unless the person identifies with either word, victim or survivor, if they do, honor them by using that word. How do you communicate? You can't use female identifying. The alternative, depending on who you mean. You can't use male identifying. The alternative, women, including trans women. You can't use female bodied. You have to use cisgender woman or men. Wait a minute. You can't use female bodied. The alternative is cisgender women or men. How is men an alternative for female bodied? How? I'm reading this, and I'm. You cannot say male-bodied. You need to say assigned female or male at birth. And here's the last one, and then I'm going to go into the break. On the campus of Brandeis University, you are no longer permitted to say, "I'm going to kill myself." You can't say that. You have to say, I'm really upset, or I'm really overwhelmed, or I want to stop doing this. Now, that'll keep a person from committing suicide. If they read in these standards that you're no longer allowed to say, I'm going to kill myself, and instead you say, I'm really upset, that is going to stop suicides on the campus of Brandeis University. Folks, listen, we laughed a lot through this. But these people are dead serious. This is our American university system. This is what young people are being taught across America in our secular universities. This is what the liberal left has done to American education. And we laugh about some of it, but it's very serious, and it truly, truly is insane. It's insane.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Currently a press conference being held in Surfside, Florida, a community in the Miami area concerning the collapse of the 12-story condominium building. Just so unbelievably unusual. The mayor of Surfside said his words, it just pancaked from the top down. He also indicated that the building was built in the 80s. Some of the buildings in that area were built in the 20s, back in the Art Deco days. This building is from the 80s. And the mayor said this, quote, there's no reason for this building to go down like that unless someone literally pulls out the supports from underneath or they get washed out or there's a sinkhole or something like that because it just went down. There was roof work being done, but there's roof work being done on buildings all the time. And it's hard to imagine that that could have been the impetus for such a catastrophic collapse. I know that I jog by that building every day, and I know they had a crane out there. They were lifting stuff up. So as far as I know, they were still in the process of doing the work. Reporter asked him when was the last time an inspection was done in the building. The mayor said, we do inspections all the time. Our building inspector, you know, whenever we do work on a building, especially, you know, the roof, I'm sure that was there was an application. It was an inspection. It was an understanding about how it was going to be staged, how the work was going to be done. So, you know, as we do 40-year inspections here in Florida, so and so on. At this point, nearly 100 people missing. At this point, they are not presumed dead, and yet there is little hope that many of the people involved in this collapse will be found alive. They have hundreds of rescue workers on the scene. Dogs are there to try to sniff out life. And it's just a massive effort to, as quickly as possible, search through the wreckage and try to find survivors. And I would imagine that the attempt to find survivors will go on for at least 2 to 3 days. It's unusual, but it has happened that someone has actually survived for 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 days in rubble like that. But it's a very tedious process, because if you move any of the rubble, you run the risk of causing greater harm, greater damage. So pray for the families. Pray for the rescue workers. That is an incredibly dangerous job. So pray for the rescue workers as well. It's just, again, it's just incredibly dangerous. The governor of Florida is on the scene. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the former head of the DNC, that is her congressional district. She is there. The mayor, other governmental officials are there, and they're addressing the media as we speak. Terrible tragedy in Miami, Florida. We'll keep our eyes on it. If there are any new developments, we will certainly pass them along. We'll be back.